Let me kick the malicious. This is called what I call myself a gangster. While I call myself a gangster, you ask me, because I live myself in pain and misery. And the game is hard, the game is fast. It's just a start, but your life won't last. You got to have a heart to play this part. But if you wanna live long, well, you better stay far, far away from the game as you possibly can. Because you can't play this gangster game on end. Because I'm taking bodies apart and putting them in my suitcase, and that's my job. And then I ride around with them on my Seville. It's like a nightmare, but my life is real. And then I ditch the body on off. And on the way back, I get a call from my boss. So I pick up the sales phone. It's where you're heading. I said, I'm heading home. He said, but I want you to make a stop here first. Because I wanna pay you for all the good work. So I make a stop, then pick about 10 G's. And then he unload about 3 keys. And then I head on out the door, jump in my Seville, and punch the pedal to the floor. Burning out pen and a rubber. In my next destination, we'll stay headed to the gutter. To kick off a couple of the keys. That's right, I said the last one for me. Just to have a couple of fun, and have a party, and invite everyone. Only if the night it goes right. I can't see through the bushes, so I'm holding tight. But if I have to get in the fight before the end of the night, without a doubt in my mind, I'm gonna take them out. Because that's what a gangster is. And that's the way I really live. While I call myself a gangster, you ask me, because I live myself in pain and misery. Marvin D, the gangsta, cause gangsta's what it is. Why the call myself a gangsta? Business was booming, the night was still young. In my mind, I can hear the party going on. Until the couple of brothers stepped up on the scene, stepped up on my push and just asked for me. And now I heard them way in the kitchen, grab my two-piece, then I kept on listening. But they never spoke another word. I knew one thing that didn't come here to be served. So I kept on drinking my fifth of Crown Royal, feeling like a big draw king overlord. Until a couple of my boys started to make some noise. It seemed they seen lots more approaching the front door. So I knew it was time for us to throw down. So I told my crew to put all the lights around. Put on your night vision for the offense. I knew it was time for us to do damage. Now one of the brothers knocked down the door. And after him came lots of more. We started firing. And then we fell on the floor, rolled around like a drill, right on course. But there were really only just a four of us. So we know we have to do just a little adjustment to break things down and stop fucking around. So I took my fifth and smacked one in his lip. And then I did a cut straight down to his hip. And then I stuck him in the neck and then in his head. And watch him fall and make sure that he was dead. And after I made sure that he was dead, I wiped the blood off with the pants of his leg. And then I let go the Rottweilers, even though I knew they was human being killers. And now it was time for them to really to pay. So I pulled a pin, a powder grenade. And then I blew the brothers up and then we drove away. Now I house that for one a hell of a gangster day. They think I trade my lifestyle to become president. Not in my lifestyle, precedence I ostent. See, my lifestyle was in my blood and that's what I love. You wanna know while I call myself a gangster. While I call myself a gangsta. Listen to me. You need to stay down and be peace. As we was rolling, we seen lots of bees acting like they were trying to get to the gig. Now some old people, we know that's a fib. They only get there when the action is over with. As we roll back, I wink my eye. You wanna know the question to the reason why? Because I didn't want them to feel left out. So I figure I take to M Temple a lap for the big. They just went back. See, I always knew those boys had small sacks. But the true reason let a black kill a black. And that thought gave me a license to kill all blacks. I'm like a KKK, but I'm just black. And I don't cut my face with a white hat. Cause when it's time to kill, I know the deal. I just go ahead and shoot and get it over with. You see, I had to say this for the young blood that to get a better understanding of this subject. You see, it ain't just high, mighty, and fame. I have to live with myself in misery and pain. The misery of killing my brother, destroying a hundred hearts of others, including the heart of myself and my mother. But killing my brother because he was so jealous. Everything I did, he wants to do better. He wanted to be that big time gangster dealer. And even though he was my top damn seller and one of a hell of a fella. See, instead of arguing and talking all day, see, I wish him luck and he went on his way. Months had passed and we both were doing fine until I heard it straight through the grapevine that my brother, he was doing cocaine. I heard it on the phone talking to my boss man. I said, not my brother, you got to be mistaken. Said, man, but it's not bringing in the bank. I said, $1 million week program gone down the drain because my brother was using cocaine. They wanted to kill him for a long time, but if they did, they knew I lost my mind. But so they trying to be kind, putting the job in my hand. But they knew I wasn't going for that plan. So on my way, I was thinking to myself, I could fake my brother to death. But when I got there, he was halfway dead, foaming and reaching for the coke by his leg. Now that was something that I didn't want to see. So out of my pants, I pulled up my piece and then I shot him straight in the heart. And as he was falling, I fall apart. Now even though my mission was complete and it's true that my name is Marvin D, I can tell you right now that shit wasn't sweet. Now so you listen to me. Gangsta is a tough game. You can't win, you need to stay out, man. Scratch it on up sound.